Hello, this is Yuri the Origins. I'm a senior content developer, and today I'm going to talk about security incident in Azure Security Center. The intent of this quick demonstration is pretty much to show you how to take advantage of security incident in Azure Security Center for post-investigation. In case you are chasing a compromised system and you want to understand what happens. Basically, what we're going to do here is go through the detection through the kill chain. So there is a summarized version of the kill chain here where we have the target and the attack, the install and exploit, and the post-breach. When the target and attack, we're going to identify how the entire process is started, what type of technique was used to initialize the attack. We move to the install and exploit, which basically will look for potential malware signatures, in-memory malware exploitation, suspicious process activities, and things like that. And last but not least, we going to look at the communication to a non-malicious IP, data exfiltration, communication with the command and control. So these three phases are very well established in Security Center. We are able to use Security Center incident capability to narrow those phases of the attack kill chain. Well, let's go straight to the demonstration to start that. With this demonstration, I'm going to focus on the lower part of the Azure Security Center dashboard, which is called Security Detection, Secure Alerts under the Detections. And I'm going to click here to move to the alerts that are being generated through time. Notice that we have something specifically about security incident, very peculiar, which is this little icon that you see here is the fusion icon, which means that all the alerts that are part of this, they are basically an aggregation of security events that are correlated. So when you see security incident within the secure alerts, you already know that there are more than one secure alerts surface in there. I'm going to click on it, and another blade is going to open up. And on this blade, you're going to see some very important information here. The first part here, we have a brief description of what this incident is. So it tells me exactly the time. It tells me when the detection occurred. It tells me which resource was attacked and give me some remediation steps in the bottom. What really is relevant for us is exactly these aggregations of the events that we see here. What we have here is the SQL injection blockage, the failed RDP brute force attack, all these secure alerts, all of them, they are correlated. And that's why they are part of the security incident. When I click on each one of these alerts, another blade is going to open up and with more information about that alert. The first one we can see clearly that it took place in February 7th. It was a SQL injection against the VM1. And this was detected by F5 Web Application Firewall, which is another advantage that we have. Since we have partners with different vendors, those vendors, if they are installed on your Security Center, they will be triggering alerts as well. This did not succeed. It was blocked. The failed RDP brute force attack also was blocked. And what we can see here is that some interesting information in the description. One of the most interesting information that you're going to see here is that in the last 48 minutes, there were 93 failed attempts, 32 of the failed login attempts aimed at non-existent users. This probably will show you how motivated is the actor, the attacker that is trying to hack into your system. As more motivated, he will probably try more and more until he gets in. So the motivation behind attacks can lead to more attempts to break in. And That's exactly what happened. After more attempts, he was able to break in, and now we have this successful RDP brute force attack. Moving on the attack kill chain, now we have a suspicious process being executed. In this alert, what we have here is the system process SVC host was observed running in abnormal context, and Azure Security Center is able to analyze that and say, hey, SVC hosts could be masquerade a malicious activity here, so let me trigger an alert. It tells me again which VM was the target, which is pretty much the same VM. It also tells me one important information regarding the process name and the command line. So very important information as well. Next, if you go to the next one, we have multiple domain accounts being queried, which is again now the attacker is already inside. What is probably trying to do is to understand the accounts, try to harvest accounts, looking for credentials, looking for users with administrative privileges. So if we look to the description here, what we're gonna have is that the unusual number of distinct domain accounts were being queried within a short period of time. So again, we are not looking specifically for a signature. We are looking for patterns and techniques that are commonly used by attackers to get access to information. Down here we have the command that was used and which user did that. Next we have the post breach. If we go back to the kill chain, right? Because here we have a traffic analysis indication that my machine, machine VM1, has communicated with a possible command and control, and tells me the type of the command and control DDEX here. It tells me the IP address and everything. It gives me some information about this piece of malware. But if I want more details, I can open the report and visualize that. The report is powered by Microsoft Threat Intelligence. And when you open up the report, you have a lot of information regarding how this piece of malware works, how it propagates, how the infection process occurs. And this is some powerful information that you can use to mitigate issues like that to happen in the future. So that quick demonstration is only to show you the power of Azure Security Center to help you identify security issues within the same context. And again, many times they are part of the same campaign. That's why we are able to aggregate all these secure alerts and put it within the same security incident. That helps you to perform investigation, post-mortem analysis, and moving forward, remediate some of those issues and prevent those issues to happen in the future. For more information on Azure Security Center, visit our documentation website, this one on the screen, and stay tuned in this channel for more videos.